because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. And those I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, B.
What is up, y'all? We are back from Porches to Porsches podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Big Meesh, a.k.a. Mishka Creates.
What's up, everybody? This is Nolan the Creator, a.k.a. Young Midlife Crisis Boy.
Hello. Young Midlife AARP card having motherfucker.
Hell yeah, bro. What's up? Fight me, dog.
That's what's up, man. Oh, bro, we were just like, I don't know if it was the last episode or like the last couple episodes. We were just ripping on people.
I know, we were, bro. Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, today's episode, we are, it's me and G, the OG podcast. We are back, and we're going to talk about self-care.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's important this day and age, and it's something that I've been focusing a lot more on personally. This year, it's been, like, my biggest, goal has been, like, self-care and kind of finding my lifestyle and how to make money through my lifestyle.
Yeah, so, man. Well, you've been doing pretty good with it.
You've been doing some lifestyle choices yourself. Some self-care choices.
Hey, man, I've done some good choices. You know, I'm not doing too bad here.
Man. I mean, shit, dude. I'm jealous, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I was telling your pops, dude. I mean, so for those that don't know, what'd you buy, Gio? Tell them.
Oh.
Pull out your card and show it, dude.
Hold up. I got that membership. Hold on. Hold on.
You got to wave it to the camera.
I got to show them the fucking real deal right here, baby.
He done left us, guys. I'm sorry.
Got that AARP card, baby. Was good.
Hold on. You got to show it up to the camera.
Oh, I got to bring it up to the camera. Hold up. Nah, that. Man. I got a member
ID. Oh,
it's
got the card. I was trying to scam you, though.
Oh, yeah, nah, dude. You motherfuckers better not steal my discount. I swear to God, I'll come
also,
after y'all.
I thought there was a minimum age for that. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the minimum age is just alive, bro.
I didn't realize you could get that at the ripe age of 29.
Yeah. Actually, I've had it since 28, man. I think 28, really? 27.
Wow.
I don't remember. I got it a while back.
They're quite welcoming.
Yeah, man. I bought a motorcycle. Hello. What's up?
That's super fucking dope. Not just any motorcycle, though. I mean, no. It's if you go cruiser, you did it right.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I picked up a Harley. The same brand we're just ripping on.
Yep.
And guess what?
Yep.
I'm still going to rip on it. Just like Honda boys. Still going to rip on them. Doesn't matter, man.
Bro, isn't that funny, man?
Anybody can get it, bro.
Isn't that funny as shit, bro? The things that we make fun of the most are the things that we end up getting, dude. For real, man. Well, it works out like that every time.
We speak it into existence. That's why. All the shit talking ended up with one now, man. Yep. So it's just like, it happens. It's good, though, man. I really fucked with it.
Hold on, time out. This shit is not recording.
It's not recording?
We're messing around with some new video recording software, so we just had to stop recording. But that's fine.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, though, how it doesn't, like, have the... Anyways, resume. Where were you?
Just still talking shit about Harleys.
Yeah, so Harleys suck, basically. Mm-hmm. But the homie owns one now, and they actually look cool, so...
It sucks less now that I own one.
It's like muscle cars. They suck ass. But they look really fucking cool, and they sound cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like...
Bro, but have you seen yourself... Like, have you seen a picture of yourself on one? Because, bro, shit's fire.
No, but I saw you pull up in one, and I was like, oh, dude, I want a fucking Harley now.
Bro, the fact that like, my cool. soft-faced ass looks cool on one is fucking sick.
Bro.
I'm with it.
What, if you even know this, because I know we're not about, like, the Harley life
at all. I don't know
what
shit.
Model did you get, year and all that? Like, what kind of a bike is it?
It's a 2016 Harley 72. So it's 1200cc.
A what?
Harley 72.
A 2016?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a Sportster.
Bro, it looks old as fuck.
Yeah, that's the cool part about it, man. Like,
it's so crazy.
Like, the older Harleys I liked, but I just never cared for them because, like, I always heard the headaches. Yeah. And then I, like, realized this one is done. Or, like, they make this one. It's like, this one looks like the old ones, except it's, like, fuel injected and, like, has disc brakes all around.
Nice.
And, like, it's just dope as fuck, man. Like, I really, really like it.
Bro, you got some fucking ape hangers, dog. Those are sick.
They're not that bad, man. Everyone talks about them, but they're not that bad.
It's because it's, like, so, like, apparent.
Well, it fits the bike, too, man. It does. Even if I didn't have those, I think that'd be, like, one of the first things I'd get for it.
Yeah.
Because it just looks proper on that bike.
If you're curious what this bike looks like, pop in the Discord. He actually posted some pictures in the main parking lot, I want to say, right?
I'll put some more photos. I got a really cool photo of it with, like, the sun hitting just right. Mm. And then, like, the paint looks really good.
Bro, you got that, like, thick-ass fucking sparkle flake in there, dog. That's cool.
That thing's, like, flaky as
was
hell.
Is that a factory paint job?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that I know of, yeah. I'm pretty sure it is.
That's sick, man. Yeah. Do you have anything that you're like you have to do to it like immediately, like maintenance wise? I mean, it's a newer bike, so I can't imagine.
Aside from just slamming the balls off of it, I mean, that's about it.
You're gonna lower it like that?
Fuck yeah, dude! Like, fuck, I look like, bro.
Bro, honestly, on some real shit, you know, you should do what's his name, dude? The dude with the tan Harley, I think it was a Harley. You should bag it, bro. You know what I'm saying? That one dude with the tan one that also had, like, the BMW. You're talking about
Tristan's brother.
And the K-Swap pickup, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're talking about Tristan's brother, yeah.
Bro, you should bag it, dude. That'd be crazy, dude. But you want to stay, like, old school, though, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep that thing as, like, old school as I can. Nah, I think it'd look good old school. That's like, ideas on it, it's like, I want to do, like, a lowrider-inspired paint job on it at one point. Like, you know, the striping and all that, the heavy flake. Like, that's what I want to do on that.
That's cool.
Just really fucking, like, bob this thing out and
bro,
just, like,
you should get some twisty handlebars, dog.
Twisty handlebars? Yeah, the chain dog. Link ones, bro?
Yeah, these are chain link bars.
Nah, man.
Nah, dude, that's sick, man. Nah, bro, if I get a fucking badass cruiser like that, dude, I'm going to get... Those the ones with the bags with the paint jobs, that are big ass thing on the front with the huge ass speakers, bro, loud as fuck.
Oh, them big ugly fucking things, dude.
Yep, that's what I'm gonna get.
Bro, you're not fat enough to have one of those.
Nah, bro.
You don't.
I do imagine those things are heavy as fuck.
You don't own enough cut off sleeve shirts to have one of those, bro.
Dog, how much do you think those things actually weigh?
Enough, man. Enough to be just dumb heavy. They look.
You think they're like 1,000 pounds?
No,
I have no idea how much bikes weigh. By the way, if I sound like a dumbass, I'm sorry.
Yeah, probably not 1,000. I don't think
like 800, 700. What is your bike weigh?
No fucking clue, man.
Damn.
I don't even know how to fucking like.
If I had to guess, like 300 to 400 pounds.
No, I think it's heavier than that.
Really?
I think it's a little heavier than that. 300-400 pounds is like nothing, dude. I'd be able to like.
Maybe I'm thinking about, man. We got like technology and shit. I don't know where my phone's at, to be honest. But let's
see. I'll look it up.
But yeah, man. Self care, man.
You want me to look up a bagger? Is that the one? The weight of a bagger,
or just your bike, or really any motorcycle? Because I'm thinking like sport bikes are probably no more than like 400 pounds, 500. That's my guess. Like a Ducati. 959 or whatever the fuck.
Harley Davidson Road Glide is 847 pounds.
That's like probably way less than a hippopotamus, but still, that's still a lot. It's a lot of pounds. Yeah, no.
What? Apparently, my bike wet. It's 555 pounds.
Bro, beautiful. That's what you want, man.
Shit's
wet, some nice, bro. Agile shit, dog.
Shit's wet, dog.
You keep it wet. You keep it wet.
That shit wet, dog.
Oh, man.
This is why we don't have cool things, man.
It is.
Yeah.
Because you buy something cool and nice, and then you immediately ruin it, Gio.
We immediately ruin it.
That's what happens.
Make fun of shit. Yeah, man. It just happens that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next episode, I'll be in all leathers. Promise you.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to have to pay extra for that one.
Follow my OnlyFans. I'm going to go and just buy out the whole Harley store, bro. Every Skull t-shirt out there imaginable, I'm going to fucking cop it. And yeah, dude, that's all I'm going to wear from here on out. Skull shirts, dude.
Bro, I was wearing one today, man.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my dad's old like t-shirts that he got from like a Harley shop too, man. It's called like Iron Horse Motorcycles, bro. In Lecanto, Florida, dog.
Bro, you're a fraud out here, man.
Nah, man.
You're a fraud, dude. Do you even own a bike?
I do, man. In my virtual reality, bro. In my...
What is it, a Harley? Because if it ain't a Harley, it ain't shit, bro.
Nah, but for real, man, your fucking bike is dope.
Yeah, man, thanks. I really like it, dude. Sick. Yeah, really like it, man. I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
That a midlife crisis buy?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I honestly had no idea that you wanted a bike like that.
Like I've wanted a bike. I just wasn't sure what bike to get. And like I wasn't sure. I've been wanting a bike for a while, but I never got one. Cause like the only bikes that ever looked super cool to me were like old Harleys like that, or like it was just like newer like kind of sport bikes and stuff, but I didn't want a sport bike. And then
sport bikes are so badass, man.
They're cool, man. They're cool. I don't know. Something about just cruising compared to like holding on to dear fucking life.
Yeah.
You know? But Jackie, she was telling me about like this bike and like we were talking about, because I was looking at her bike. Her bike's fucking sick.
Dude, I saw it, man. I think it's fucking cool.
Dope, dude. So over here drooling over her bike, and then we're talking about bikes, and then she's like, oh, the 72 is like what you'd be into. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I like go home, looked it up, and I was like, yes.
Go home, like looked that. It up. There happens to be one for sale 4.2 miles away.
Literally, bro.
4.2069 miles away.
Literally, dude. It was literally a block over from your crib.
That's hilarious,
man. Yeah, I rode past your crib on the test ride. But yeah, bro, I mean, but
that thing looks great, man.
Yeah, and that was the thing, man. It just worked out really good. The price of it's really good. I mean, I got it for a really good price.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the bike just checked out. And even Jackie, when she rode it, she even said like that the 72 just feels really nice. Like it's really light compared to hers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she really liked it too. So
that's pretty dope, man.
Yeah, man, it all worked out really well.
What size motor is it?
1200. CC.
Yeah, it's not a little baby bike. No. But that's like smaller for like Harley type, right? Like cruisers?
I think so.
That's smaller for those kind.
I think so.
Which still blows my mind, man, because they're not very fast.
Dude, that thing rips, bro.
Yeah?
It rips.
Oh, it, well, I mean, yeah, it's really quick. Any bike.
It rips pretty good. I at the stoplight on Randall, in right here on Randall. I pulled up to Casey, and since she went in her Jeep, and bro, I fucking let her eat, dog. Holy shit. I got to the other side real fucking quick.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, I was surprised how quick it is, man. And then immediately, my gaslight came on.
Yeah, no. Fuck
yeah, that's the one thing that sucks about it, though, is like you could get like 70 miles to the tank, man. Like, it just...
Not very much.
It's not much. I mean, it's good, but it's not bad. I mean,
the tank is so small, man.
It's like $8 to fill, so yeah. I ain't mad about
it. What is that, like 2.5 gallons?
Yeah, I think it's like 2.2 gallon tank.
Yeah.
They call it a peanut tank.
Yeah, it's small.
Clearly.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, which is fine, though. Like, it's good for just around here.
Can you actually swap the tank, or is that like frowned upon?
No, you can swap it. They put bigger tanks on them. Mm. I want to say Jackie's bike has a, like, 3.3 on it or some shit like that.
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah, bigger tank.
Yeah, nah, bro. If I got a bike, it'd be like a super cozy. It'd be either
lazy boy.
It'd be like a super cozy fucking lazy boy, or like a fucking cafe racer, or a fucking sport bike.
Cafe racers are dope, dude.
Yeah, they are super sick.
They look uncomfortable though, but they look dope.
So how have you enjoyed I assume you've been writing a lot more. Like,
I've been trying to write as much as I could.
You've been doing anything for your commute?
I haven't really ridden here to the shop yet. I mean, literally just bought it last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was ride it all weekend. That, you know, that was it.
You're gonna be pissed at our. You're gonna be extra pissed at the seasons now.
Yeah. I'm gonna be that guy that's like, oh, it's still snow on the ground, but it's 42 degrees out. I'm gonna go for a ride.
Don't be that guy, man. No, it's dangerous, dude. That's dangerous.
No, I know. I wouldn't, man. Good. I don't. Nah.
Plus, you get your shit all rusty, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. That. Nah, I'm good. I can wait.
But that I'm glad you got that, man. Is that more like a self-care thing, just to like,
because,
dude, I remember having a bike, man. That shit was so much fun, man.
Yeah, it's actually really nice, man. Just it's like enjoyable. Just
cruising to me in a car isn't fun.
No.
Not like in a bike, dude. I feel like it's only because I used to cruise on a bike. And now, to me, like, now that I know what cruising on a bike feels like with, like, other people on bikes,
yeah,
it's not really the same as with cars. It's just different.
Because on a bike, you can literally just cruise. I feel like in a car, like, you got to go find a spot.
Yeah.
Go fuck around at a spot.
Yep.
And then it makes it enjoyable in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But on a bike, you literally just cruise, and it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I also went with the bike, too, just because, like, I needed a change, a little, like, kind of change of pace here. Not saying like I was like, bored of the cars, cause obviously there's always shit to do on the cars, but, just needed something a little different, man. Just kind of change things up a bit.
Yeah, it's good.
Try something new. And I mean, like I said, so far I've been enjoying it. It's cool. Again, good, I've already got a fucking shopping cart full of parts that it's just like,
bro, that's the thing about bikes, man, is that they're so fucking cheap. Dude. Bro, like, the parts cheap, are so cheap. Dog.
It like, pisses me off how cheap they are, dude.
Like when you can do like little cosmetic mods for like $25, you're like, oh man.
They're
you,
not that cheap.
You start like, they're not that I mean, cheap. Like little like light things or like, I don't know. You can find like a bunch of random shit and you're just like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah,
one thing leads to another. You got like $500 worth of parts, but it's like, bro, I'm going to completely change the look of this bike with this $500 though. Like,
yeah, you can. If you buy a bunch of those things, you can. But yeah, like I said, I looked into it, the lowering shocks for it. They're like little mini coilovers for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like $330 for the pair.
It's not bad.
It's like, fuck, man. I can't even touch like a single coilover for the Beamer for $330.
Yeah, that's
like,
about what you get.
Fuck, you know? So it's nice, man. It's going to be a cool little change. Plus, it's like it makes a little bit of a challenge for me, man. You know, like try to like tweak with something new, something different.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool, man. It's fun. So far, I'm enjoying it. Like I said,
that's awesome, man.
I ain't to the point yet where my whole closet's full of Harley gear.
It will be. It will be one day. Just wait.
I'm gonna go buy one of those Harley bandana head tight things. I'm just gonna wear it all the fucking time.
Bro,
go pick up some Lokes from the gas station.
Yep. I'm telling you, I already fucking see it, man.
My next tattoo is gonna be a big Harley emblem on my back.
Fucking eagle, dog. Oh my god.
Ah, man. Yeah, I can't get too bored, bro. I'm gonna go do it, man.
Bro. I should have welded the diff on the Beamer so long ago, man. So long ago, dude. I've
been telling you this, my guy.
It's been so tight, man. I love it.
I've been telling you this,
aside,
my guy.
Aside from fucking ripping apart an axle already.
A week into it?
1 week into it. Aside from that, bro, yeah, it's been super tight, dude. I love it.
That's good, man. It's so much fun, dude.
And like, I really don't mind. I really don't mind, like, the parking lots and stuff. I do... You driving around the parking lots, but it's fucking, it's so worth it, dog. It is so worth it.
I'm so glad, bro.
And you know what I think is a big difference too, though, is I went from the 3.23 diff to a 3.73 diff.
Okay.
So the gearing is a lot different now. It revs a lot higher. In each gear, the gears are a lot shorter. It feels a lot more like my Civic now.
Mm.
So I think that kind of gave it like more pep. Made it a little bit more fun. But dude, it just it's like a different car now, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I can't tell the difference. Well, obviously, I haven't driven my Beamer in a while, but I can't tell the difference. To me, it just feels like how it feels. It felt good, though. Like, the few times I ripped it, it feels good.
Yeah, man.
It makes me miss my car.
Yeah, man. I want you to get yours out, dude. So we can actually do, like, a real good, like, comparison video between the two.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think it'd be really, mine like, a cool video though. To make, for sure.
Nah, yeah, that'd be cool, man. Because, well, our setup's pretty much going to be really similar.
Yeah.
Suspension parts. I mean, what else? Just suspension parts, really.
Yeah. I mean, suspension, the brakes. The
brakes are going to be the same. That's right, yeah.
The mounts, basically.
Mounts. I don't have your fancy motor mounts, though. I've been thinking about ordering them, too. Yeah, I still got a long list of shit to order for mine. I just don't want to do it.
Bro, I've been having the worst time with Corbo, man. That seat company, dude.
Bunch of fucking dummies.
Bro, I mean, they're making it right. But, like, bro, I was supposed to have my seat bracket, like, weeks ago for the Honda, man. I got some Corbo seats.
Mm-hmm.
Got one that I'm going to put in the Honda and the other one in the BMW. But I ordered the bracket from Corbo. They're like, hey, just so you know, it's not in stock. We're going to have to make it. It's going to take, like, 2 to 3 weeks to get. I'm like, okay, waited like...
Which bracket?
For my Civic.
The floor mount one or the one that mounts the seat?
The floor mount.
Why didn't you order it from Planted?
I don't know. I literally, yeah.
Bruh.
I just wanted to make sure that it like fit Corbo seats, whatever the fuck.
Bruh, anyways. They're like universal fucking seats, bro. Yeah.
Anyways. So, I get the... I get it after like 2 to 3 weeks. Completely wrong bracket, dude. No idea what the fuck this bracket was for. Like, very off. And I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? Takes like 2 days of like back and forth emails of just trash. And finally, they agreed to send me a new one that's hopefully correct this time.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I mean, yeah. Civic's after all been that,
down and out for a minute, man.
Yeah, after all that, I think I'm gonna go with Planet or something else.
Yeah, that's,
on the E92.
The Planted brackets are the ones that are in my CRX. The Beamer, I got those made by the landlord next door. Well, really? One of his workers, he made them for me.
Hmm.
Out of aluminum, just big old aluminum pieces.
That's cool.
Yeah, they look cool, man. They worked out great. But
those are fixed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're non-adjustable.
Yeah, this one's going to be adjustable.
Everything's fixed. Even the CRX is fixed. You just need to buy sliding rails. I could buy sliding rails and make it adjustable, but fuck that.
Just
leave them.
Yeah, man, I got fucking lots of car shit to do, man.
Yeah, man, I want to see the Civic back up and running, man.
Yeah.
I want to hear that thing coming down the street. By down the street. You want to hear that thing leaving your house?
Yeah, here. I was going to say, you want to hear it when I cold start it from over here?
Oh, man. Dude, that's the one thing that, like, I got to now be careful because, like, that Harley is so loud.
It is very loud, man.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I was coming home at, like, probably, like, 11:30 at night. I'm just like, oh, my God, dude.
But loud pipes save lives, bro. Loud pipes save lives, Gio. Come on, man. You should only wear highlighter yellow and orange now. From now on, you should grow out your beard as long as fucking possible.
This is it. This is what you get, bro. This is it. I've been trying to grow this bitch out for like 2 years, dog. Or not 2 years, 28 years, bro.
That's funny as fuck.
My first year of birth, dude. I didn't even have nothing. I've been trying to grow this out since two, bro.
Hey, man. But you know what, though? A motorcycle and welding the diff in your BMW might be horrible life decisions, but it's all about self-care.
Do it. It makes you happy. Yeah. It makes you smile.
It smiles per gallon. Yeah. It's waking up and being excited. That's also what it's about.
Also, like, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you guys know we're not the brightest. So maybe don't do what we do.
Yeah. This is not advice at all. But at the same time, it is advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, man.
We're not liable for any damage to yourself or property.
Yeah.
Just got to put that out there real quick.
But, yeah, man, self-care.
Self-care, bro. Self-care. Yeah, dude. Yeah, sometimes you got to switch it up, man.
You got to treat yourself, you know?
Yeah, dude, you got to switch it up sometimes. Get something new going. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good, man. Like I said, it's good. Self-care. Just life's been a little crazy, a little different. So, like, it works out, man. Like, you know, I'll be honest. Like, I feel better now than I did fucking 6 months ago or 5 months ago. So...
That's a fucking dub in my book.
Yeah, man.
I know I preach this at, like, all the fucking time, every opportunity that I get, dude. But fucking, bro, exercise is my fucking self-care, dude.
Yeah.
I've been spending like usually around 2 hours, 2.5 hours at the gym every day. Bro, so fucking nice, dude. And not even just at the gym, but also when I'm done lifting and stuff. Taking the 10 to 15 minutes in the steam room and taking another 10 to 15 minutes in the hot tub and like swimming and shit and just like not being in a hurry at all fucking times, you know, just like chilling.
Well, yeah, bro, you gotta go work.
Yeah, bro. Exactly.
Some
man.
Of us still gotta fucking work, dog.
Well, you know what? When I had to work, dude, I did something similar, but I just had to wake up early as fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
That's what it was, man.
Man, dude.
Yep. But, you know, self-care, like I said, man, that's a big thing for me now. I'm reading a lot of books and shit, like, not necessarily like self-improvement, but just, like, people's stories and shit and, like, the shit that they've been through and just, like, listen. Like, I do a lot of audiobooks, so, like, listening to different stories and stuff, podcasts. Been huge in the podcast recently. Elon Musk buying Twitter is super fucking awesome. I've also been I know that was random. I've also been doing those sensory deprivation therapy.
Oh yeah, you've been doing those?
Float tanks.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
It's like a forced meditation, dude. Shit has been tight.
I still need to go try one of those.
Yeah, man. Self-care, baby.
Yay, yay.
It's the year for self-care, man, because we've had some fucked up past couple years. We're going to make this one a little bit more fun. We appreciate y'all if y'all are in the Discord.
Hey.
We're going to be having some cool shit pretty soon in the Discord.
Hell yeah.
Peep the website if you get a chance. Buy some merch.
Motherfucker, I'm still wearing my shirts.
I know, man. Actually, I think I'm going to have to refund a few.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because that supplier is like saying that they have no ETA and when we're going to get our shit.
What?
So I think I'm going to have to refund a few and then find a different supplier for our shirts.
Damn, dude.
Like, you guys broke our supply chain, bro. We went through
how many. We sold so many, bro.
We sold so many fucking shirts, dude. Oh, my God. Our supplier was just... We just blew it out of the water, guys.
Fucking stonks, bro.
Stonks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That's our like go to when it's just like
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we got a lot of cool shit coming up, man. We appreciate y'all for listening to this episode. Yeah, hop in the Discord, say what's up, chill with us. We love y'all.
Peace.
Later.